This podcast replay is brought to you by Welton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Welton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Welton Rayom can help, 954-966-4646.
How about the Raiders? You know they're trying to trade Hunter Renfro and nobody wants him. And it reminds me a lot of the Miami Heat. I know some of you are going, Hunter Renfro and the Miami Heat. Okay, I gotta hear this. How does this make any sense? I'll explain. So the Raiders now have made significant changes to their offense, adding wide receiver Jacoby Myers and Garoppolo, and the coaching staff continues to reshape the roster. Hunter Renfro's future has come into question. The 149th pick of the 2019 draft emerged as a Pro Bowl selection in 2021 and finished 20th in the NFL in receiving yards, hauling in ninth most receptions at 103 and 128 targets in 17 games. However, the arrival of head coach Josh McDaniels and wide receiver Devontae Adams reduced Renfro's role in the offense. He finished fifth on the team in targets with 50, averaged just 9.2 yards per reception, and finished with fewer receiving yards than Quaz Watkins, Will Disley, and Allen Robinson. Vegas added Myers to its receiving core this offseason, one of the most productive slot receivers in the NFL. It led to rumors that Renfro could be traded, but it appears Vegas hasn't found much of a market for him. My buddy Tashawn Reed, who works for The Athletic, he says Raiders haven't received a single offer from another team for Renfro. Okay? Now, here's where it reminds me of the Heat. And by the way, his cap hit likely playing the rules absent market. There are still veteran receivers available in free agency, which wouldn't cost a team a draft pick and $13 million in cap space. That's what Renfro would cost you. Now, here's my problem with all of this, okay? Hunter Renfro can play. He proved that already, dude, for a couple of years. So you come in and you change the system. Well, then now you killed his value. And so now you've got the salary and you want to trade him because he doesn't fit, but you didn't do something that would have been smart last year. He should have been showcased last year. Because if you knew that he wasn't part of your future, which you should have known, because, I'm sure from last year to this year, he knew that that guy wasn't the future. So did the Miami Heat just give up on Duncan Robinson, or did they keep trying to develop him? They kept trying to develop him. They wanted him to put the ball on the court. They wanted him to drive. They wanted him to rebound. They wanted him to help out and assist more. And guess what he's done? All of those kind of things. So maybe Duncan Robinson isn't in your future, but at least you didn't kill his value by just keeping him on the bench. You kept trying to develop him, and kudos to him. He worked at it, and now you've raised his value back that if you are looking to move him in the offseason, you will have an opportunity. And the Hunter Renfro thing is, so I come in with my offense and boom, that's it. But you've got to know the cap situations. You've got to know, okay, I'm stuck with this guy for a couple of years. Okay, so what is my chances of getting rid of him? Well, let me showcase him this year, build up his value, and then try to move him. But you didn't. You killed his value. Now you can't move him. And that's what happened to Duncan. He signed the deal, then got kind of exposed that he can only shoot and really does nothing else offensively, not just defensively, and it killed his value. But he then stuck with it and worked. And obviously the training staff must have worked with him, not training staff, the coaches, and get him properly prepared to play better in this league. And he has. And that's probably what they should have done last year with Renfro. They probably should have built up that value.